This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Joe.
And I'm unpaid intern Jeff.
And we love movies, but sometimes we hate them. And oftentimes we're lying about whether we love them or hate them.
On the Extremist Movie Debate, we flip a coin to determine who is going to love the movie and who is going to hate it. And then we fight about it.
Unpaid intern Jeff puts all other moderators to shame, and Ethan and Joe sometimes make good points, but also inadvertently make offensive ones.
But it's okay, because we're all having fun.
Tune in to the Extremist Movie Debate to watch movie reviews with a twist.
Find us at emd.pantspending.com. We'll have our links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the fun stuff.
Joe's the best.
Unpaid intern's the worst.
Ethan's all right.
Thanks.
Please hang up and try again. Do not adjust your podcasting machine. Welcome to Gilman.
That's right, everybody. It's Gilman, the best fill-in podcast on the Pants Pending Studios Network.
Good point, Willie.
See? She agrees with me, and she's British, so it sounds legit.
Yikes. Bad form, Will.
Anyway, Gilman is simple. They know I'm a blowhard, so I get 60 minutes to tell you about five stories, play some sounds, do some characters, and have some fun. If you've got an hour to kill, I got an hour to fill. Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better call somebody. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. You never know where Gilman will pop up.
Gilman is a production of Pants Pending Studios.
Damn skippy it is, right here at pantspending.com.
This is Gilman.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
It's the bitch slap is with the front of the hand, the back slap is the pimp hand.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedians Mara Baldwin and Scotty G, with Jay Mitz on the news, and now your host. Still not invited to any of his family's holiday parties, Dees Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am your host, Dees Casillas. Thanks for joining us for another great episode. We've got a lot going on in the studio tonight. We have Jay Mitz, as always. Jay, how are you, dear?
Oh, I'm just doing dandy. How are you, Dees?
Oh, fantastic. We have Mara Baldwin in studio. Mara, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for coming. And we have Scotty G. Scotty, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing peachy. Peachy cream.
Just peachy cream?
Peachy cream.
Peachy cream. That's peachy good. Cream. That might be the best anyone's ever told me they're doing when they come in the studio. Traz is not here. He's gone. Traz died. He passed away.
Bye.
Traz went into pass away mode.
Bye, Traz.
Yeah.
He might as well have disappeared at this point.
Yeah. Now, yeah, you guys all know Traz is gone from the show. We have not heard from him. He may or may not be alive. He up and left.
Deez was supposed to take him to the airport, but then he just vanished.
Yeah, I think he was taken.
So absolutely
taken, yeah. Like
taken,
the movie.
Yeah,
but no one's working to get
no
him
one's
back.
Working to get.
All right,
he's just letting him go.
He's you win
fine.
Some, you lose some.
Right, you know you can't save
can't
them
keep
all.
Keep them all.
Right.
Right,
and some of them you can't even try to save.
No.
You just gotta let it go and let it happen. Yeah, Traz is gone. We've got next week. We have Alex, help me with his last name, Jay.
Kwame.
Is going to come in, and he is auditioning for the role of producer. He is a great improvisational comedian. I saw him do improv a couple weeks back. I was very impressed.
He's really funny.
Yeah, and he was actually recommended to me by Stephen Bateman, host of the Why Haven't I Seen This podcast, which you can find on pantspenny.com. New episodes every Monday. So yeah, he's going to be auditioning. Comedian Forrest Miller is going to be auditioning. A comic and beer enthusiast who I've met over the years, Trevor Thompson, will be auditioning, as well as some other people. So we're going to have them all come in, do an episode, have them see how they like it, how the fit is. Then they'll come back, do a second round. Me and Jay will talk. I'll pretend like her opinion matters. Then I'll make my own decision.
Are we doing audience feedback?
Disregarding what Jay says.
You bastard.
And then I'll ask what people think and shoot around the network and stuff. Ultimately, it's.
I mean, do we? You said producer.
Yes.
I mean, so you have to have a producing background to audition this, have this audition?
No, if you knew Traz, he had no background in anything. So we're going to be doing that. Also, by the way, guys, comedian Scotty G in the house, as well as comedian Mara Baldwin. I didn't introduce them as who they are, just their names. And I mean, you guys are well known. Feel like most people know you by just if I said Mara or Scotty, they would know who you guys are. You're like Madonna, you know.
Us Scotty together. G. Scotty right. And I as one.
Yeah,
our Madonna.
Our Madonna. Ooh, yeah, that would be
separate. What are we?
That'd be the worst Broadway show ever.
Agreed.
Yes, Scotty G and Mara are Madonna.
Don't see this.
I don't know how that name mashup works.
Yeah. don't ask questions. We are gonna have a round robin kind of audition of producers. It'll be fun. It was interesting last time we did this. I like the process. I think the worst part about it is I felt bad telling people no.
Can we do a rose ceremony?
Yeah, we can.
Please.
Yeah, if you don't get one, don't feel bad.
Oh, shit. You fire me on every episode.
Jay's going to be like, oh, fuck. I didn't see this one coming.
Damn it, plot twist.
Plot twist, you're fired. Yeah, it'll be, we'll do a rose ceremony. We'll do like a mic ceremony.
Okay.
We give them a mic or some headsets or something.
Mics.
Yeah.
God, what's the budget on this, this podcast?
We're balling out of control. Have you seen this setup?
I'm sorry, you've dropped the mic.
Right, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it'll be fun, though, and I'm looking forward to the next era of the show. The show's gone through several eras, with different cast and producers.
So how do I audition, then?
You don't.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't. No. just for everyone out there listening, the producer needs someone to take show notes during the show, on air talent, as well as taking notes of the show, so it's easier as I go back and edit the show later. I still am technically producing the show. I just call it producer because lackey is disrespectful, I feel like.
Yeah.
I go producer. It seems like a better title.
Well, and also to be a producer of this show, as far as I've understood, you have to be one of Deese's illegitimate children.
Yeah, and Traz was for sure.
He was 100% his son.
Yeah, he's one of my kids when I did a ton of drugs. I was doing
so
all
much.
Sorts of drugs.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So.
And had him when I was 8, apparently.
Today at work, a customer thought that I did drugs. So does that count?
What?
And you're like, I do.
She thought I was hopped up on meth.
Oh, shit.
Did she just say that to you?
It's because you're skinny and pale?
She had no conversation with me at all. She told my manager. She was like, yeah, you probably need to fire that guy.
Scotty,
he's all skinny. He's all sucked up. My ex-husband, ex-husband, was smoking meth.
Yeah. Scotty, let's ask you this question.
Well, if I look hungry, just go ahead and feed me, and then we'll see how skinny I am.
How many drugs have you done in your life?
Well, it's easier if I just say the drugs that I haven't done.
Okay.
Okay. Heroin.
You haven't done heroin?
Never. Okay. Never done an opiate, ever.
Never.
Never will.
Why?
because I see it ruin too many people's lives.
Okay.
And people die off of that shit.
Yeah. People die off a lot of things.
Like, that's the selling point of heroin.
Do you ever drive a car?
Of course.
Yeah, statistically speaking, that's the way you're going to die in life. You should start doing heroin.
Negative.
Okay.
Let's not encourage heroin.
That is what I'm not going to do.
Okay. What else have you not done?
Pills, period.
Any pills?
Well, I mean, I've taken aspirin.
Not even Cialis?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Cialis.
Can you cuss on here?
Well, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
All right, shit.
As long as, you know. Okay, you haven't done any pills and you haven't done opium-based drugs, and that's it?
Probably.
You done, like, mushrooms, acid?
Yep, at the same time.
Coke, meth?
Ecstasy has both coke and meth in it.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, so I say then yes. I'm
okay, but you never done like
just
I've
like pure
done
meth.
Just that.
What?
Like just one of those drugs.
Cocaine or
yeah,
meth?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done cocaine in California.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, that's cool. What you do when you're in California.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have. Yeah, I
so
have.
So basically this customer, she takes a look at you and she's like, that fella, meth, and
yeah.
decides to go
tell my manager,
manager,
yeah, that I need to be fired.
That's
wild. That
is wildly
overstepping.
I'm like, bitch, I don't want to change your oil either.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
shit.
It's oil change, please.
Because wow. I've done the same thing as this lady, but just at Petco.
I'm dusting. I'm dusting today.
You told the Petco manager that you were like, man, she's on some crack.
No, but what's... Okay,
was she, like, actively eating the turtles? Like,
I said, she shouldn't do that, right? And I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
No, honestly, though, the last time I was at Petco... this fish was dying in front of me,
okay.
like this horrible, anguished death. And I called the 12-year-old who was working.
Like, was he
like,
drowning?
I think he was. He was just clearly
going through
like,
it, huh?
Demising. And I said, hey, yeah. I think this fish is dying. And the kid was like, yeah. Fish do that.
Ooh.
And then he walked away.
Oh, he wasn't he was a customer?
Wait, fish
no, he
die?
Was he worked there.
Holy shit.
At Petco.
People at Petco don't give a fuck. Like when I was in high school, I did one of those job shadows there. The manager asked me to clean out the snake cage. He hadn't removed the goddamn snake. It was hiding underneath all of the sawdust.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, you know, just like thinking about boys and whatnot. And so I reach in and then pick up this fucking snake that he hadn't taken out.
Oh my God.
So,
freak you out?
Yeah, it freaked me out.
Was it a boa constrictor?
No, it was like a gardener snake.
Oh, well,
but I was still
bad.
Pretty
still?
Terrified.
Yeah. That's an unexpected snake.
Do you think that, yeah, they probably just get jaded and there's just death all the time. It's like, yeah, fucking fish die. I'm going to die. We're all going to die. Fuck
just
it.
Just living to die.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
It
we're
was
all just
great.
Fish in one big tank anyway.
Jesus, it's a very negative work environment.
Yeah. Do you think fish ever get thirsty?
That's
wait.
That's a good fucking question.
Yeah, that's why I get paid the big bucks.
Just blew my world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever thought about this, bitches?
Yeah, let's do ayahuasca and ask each other weird questions. You think fish get thirsty? Oh, man.
What?
Are fish even fish?
Are we fish?
Yeah, we.
Are fish's bodies made up of 80% water?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they are.
Is
and
everything
so is
that is living
yeah.
and breathing
yeah, everything.
Made up of water?
Yep.
I was going to rebuttal with, no, not rocks, but they're not living or breathing. So I'm going to take back that rebuttal.
Oh, take that rebuttal you didn't actually say.
I just like that, like, you can go to Petco, or you honestly, like, you can go to Les Schwab or something like that. Like, you can go to a place and expect, I know, but, like, like, hear me out. If you go to Les Schwab, you can wait 8 hours
yeah.
for something to happen.
Yeah.
Right? But if you go to like and Petco, you can go there and some teenager will be like, yeah, fish die. Okay. They do that. No, we don't have puppies anymore. Bye. But if you go to a restaurant, and I'm biased because I work in one, but like you can go to a restaurant and you can get mad that you haven't gotten
your dead
food.
Fish yet. Yeah. You can order a dead fish and be happy.
And you won't get it in 20 minutes and then you get mad. But
yeah.
you can go and wait for your tires yeah. to get changed and it will take 20 years and you have to give them your
actually, you know we do tires now too
so. Oh, all right shit. This isn't a promo for your fucking
I know,
tire loop. Jesus Christ
I don't know why I'm on
they don't
cross.
Tell the sponsor of the show Wouldn't it be great if the same guy who was like the same kid who was at Petco was like, fish die, like brings you out your order at your restaurant. Like, this is a dead fish that died.
Fish died. It died. Here it is. Fuck you.
You can eat it now.
It's the same fish.
Maybe if we tipped our Petco employees, they would be better people. You know, we are nice because we get paid to be nice.
Too true.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are...
hookers.
That sounded really suggestive. We get paid to be nice.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How much?
How many roses do we have to bring?
Exactly.
I work outside of Petco. That's my clientele.
Sad about your dead fish? I can make your day better.
I got a dead fish for you.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Was that not a great selling point?
Yeah, that is not. That's usually not a bonus. Right. Yeah.
You know, anytime I've slept with someone, it's when they tell me they have a dead fish for me.
Yeah, you're like, oh, good. You know how to turn me on, sir. All right, well, we're going to go. Let's
sir? Okay.
Let's talk about this. Good. We're going to go around the table. Scotty, since you're to my left first, what's going on? Scotty is a comedian. He has done comedy for how long?
I'd say for about 2.5.
Nice.
2.5.
Days.
Days. about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Where was your first time you did comedy?
Uncle D's.
Aww, Uncle D's.
Did you have to show him your boobs to get stage time also?
Negative. I don't have any boobs.
Okay.
Actually, my nipples are not even there either.
What? I am intrigued.
What?
What?
You have no nipples, or you're just...
No, you can cover them up with a dime.
Have you been an alien the
do
whole
I,
time?
Do I have to, or like...
God, you can. I mean, that's how you can make them disappear.
Could I use a penny instead?
You could, because a penny is bigger than a dime.
Thank you.
Burn!
Boom!
What about
burn your coinage!
sorry, I don't deal in change.
Obviously. And you're not willing
like
to change
like
either.
You peasants.
Shut up.
That was
pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I went up to you on your show, but I'm sorry.
All right, so you have no nipples, and you've been doing comedy for 2.5 years. You should lead with that on your Tinder profile.
I have no nipples. You know what? I would be more likely to sleep with that person because I just want to see them take their shirt off. I'm like, what is happening?
Shit. All right. Well, put that on the checklist. Let me write that down.
Why are you? What made you get into comedy?
Well, you know, I don't know. I've just been funny all my life. I've been able to make anybody at any situation crack a smile.
Okay, so you're at Auschwitz.
No,
you're behind a guy in line.
I don't know what that means.
he's just seen his whole family murdered. How do you make him laugh?
He lifts up his shirt.
and cover my nipples.
You got a dime?
You think that was horrific?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
put quarters over your eyes, but dimes over my nipples.
I can't really, you know what I'm saying? I can't really say because, I mean, I'm not there if, you know. You got it. It's got it. It's all in the moment. It's kind of like improv, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Probably. Yeah.
I feel like Auschwitz and improv. It's a lot alike. They probably.
That's a stretch. We'll figure it out.
They draw that comparison a lot.
I don't even know what Auschwitz is.
It was a concentration camp in the Holocaust.
They killed millions of Jews there.
Bad.
Cool.
I mean, cool isn't the natural response to that.
I mean, it's factually accurate. I don't know if it was like badass. I don't know if like
I didn't
dope,
say badass.
I don't know if like dope AF
cool.
is used a lot. Yeah.
Anyways,
so you did comedy?
No, I don't know. I've been in jail quite a few times. But the time before that was 2.5 years ago. And I don't know. I was just making everybody in there crack up, and they didn't know me from nothing. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get into stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Actually, Scotty was scheduled on the show one other time a couple months ago, but he couldn't be here because he was in jail, actually.
I think I saw that hashtag. Wasn't it like Free Scotty G?
Free Scotty G.
Hashtag Free Scotty G.
And he's free, We freed him. Ring. The hashtag
we
does have power.
Really?
We won.
Yeah, the hashtag does have power, actually.
Oh, my God. So thoughts and prayers work.
What was one of your first jokes?
I don't know, but I know what I wore that first time.
Oh, my God. What did you wear?
I wore some pink and black Adidas with some black shorts and a pink shirt. And I'm pretty sure some people thought that I was a little, you know, but I'm not.
Crazy?
So, yeah, crazy on the dick side, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy. See, I am not positive I know what you're saying, to be honest.
On the dick side?
On the penis
like,
side, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like.
I was worried. I didn't know what dick meant.
Crazy on the crazy on the.
Now that we have the anatomical.
I'm getting a little. You know, they thought I. You know.
Crazy
whatever.
On the dick side sounds like a late TLC album. After Left Eye Lopez died, they made like an album. Crazy on the dick side.
I think I was actually there that night. I remember your pink outfit. Were you wearing like a hat as well, like a kind of bowler hat?
A bowler hat?
I don't. Like,
what the fuck is a bowler hat? I didn't even know that it was a class.
A type of hat.
Mario's getting body bagged over.
What the fuck is a bowler hat?
You know, a hat. Like a
it's like on the dick side.
See,
I don't know how to describe a bowler hat. It's like what somebody would wear.
Like a fedora.
It's like a derby.
Fedora, yeah.
Is it more like a derby? A bowler cap's like rounded with the.
Is it?
I'm gonna pull a picture for you.
I wasn't wearing a fedora that night. No, I was wearing a black and pink hat that says trees across
that
the front of it.
That says trees.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'ams. Yeah.
Yeah, I like trees. I mean, I'm about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm about it, too.
Trees like T-R-E-E-S.
What else would it be spelled
as?
I don't know.
This is a bowler.
That's a bowler hat.
Oh, that's kind of actually a nice hat. I like that. It's a derby
hat. I have
hat.
A hat like that.
It's a very Clockwork Orange hat.
It's a derby.
Yeah, definitely. That's what Alex DeLarge wore in the Clockwork Orange.
Nice. $41.95 for that one.
I have a hat just like that, actually. I'll show it to you after the show.
I have never seen you wear that.
I don't wear hats anymore. Okay. If you don't wear them, I wear them. I feel like I don't know if you have the same size head.
7.5?
I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever, like, it's not like my shoe size where I'm commonly wearing.
I didn't know that. I thought hats were just like small, medium, large.
I didn't know they were sizing.
Measurements.
yeah,
they are.
There's like
the,
7
the nice
quarters
ones are,
and
the nice ones
are actually measured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The cheaper ones that are going to fall apart on your head are the small, medium, or large.
Okay, Scotty, what's your favorite joke you've ever told?
I like my child molester joke, but I don't think anybody else
does.
Let's
hear it.
That you know you get Spokane gets paid for sex offenders and child molesters to be released out here from prison.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've given them their own store. Once upon a child.
Oh no.
I like that joke.
It's brutal. Brutal.
See, Mar, aren't you sad you're moving now? You can do this every week.
I don't think people get it, most of them. You know?
I think they get it.
No,
I'm pretty sure they get it. I mean,
I drove past that store one day and I was like, oh my God, how come nobody has talked about this?
How come nobody's talking about more about child molestation?
No, I don't agree with it or condone it.
I mean, most of the time, like, I'm pretty much against it.
I'm against it 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
You should also put that on your Tinder.
Isn't everyone... Yeah.
Nipples can be covered by dimes. Yeah. Anti-molester.
100% against child molestation.
Can we make this profile tonight?
When you put that on your profile, I feel like that you're protesting too much. I mean, that was assumed. I feel like that was important.
I would hope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Right. I want to be the guy who's like, I'm 87% against it. Like, I'm mostly there. Sometimes I get it. But
I mean,
mostly.
Yeah. Get me high on meth, and then that 13% comes out, right?
Oh, no.
That was a joke.
So I do this bit I don't know if any. I don't know if any of you guys would have seen me do it. Scotty maybe has. Jay or
is it new?
It's newish to stage. Jay or Mara probably has never seen me do it. I'll play a song real quick here. But
I do got a show coming up, though.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jesus, we'll get there, man. You are just the this is you probably Jay's probably heard me talk about this song, but. I do a bit about it, and I'll let Mara and Scotty hear it, then I'm going to tell you guys about it.
Okay.
All I know is just listen to this.
She's just 16 years old.
That dude's like 50.
Off to a bad start.
Yeah. This is the song by Betty Mardones.
A bunch of old guys.
So it starts off with him going, she's just 16 years old. And like.
And then they're drinking booze.
I do this whole bit about like, you know, what, like him and how, like basically the bit is how this went down when he pitched this song to the studio, right? And like, I only, like how I imagine it went down. And, you know, he's like, she's just 16 years old. And the executive's like, Benny, like, hey, let's, okay, 16. That's an interesting age to choose. We were thinking maybe a different age, you know, maybe a different age. He's like, oh, okay. Well, let's, okay, we'll try it from the top. She's just 15 years old. Like, no, Benny
no.
Wrong direction. But, like, every time I do that bit on stage, literally someone comes up to me after this show with, like, the statutes of like this legal code, like pulled up on their phone, be like, hey, age of consent in Washington State is just 16, by the way. I'm like, first of all, creepy. Second of all, I feel like you didn't just pull that up. You had that saved on your phone.
Right?
Like,
it's case, my backdrop.
Right. This is my wallpaper on my, just in case I get pulled over.
No.
Yeah, actually, officer. Like, that's so funny. And still, how about just no? How about we still go with a universal 18?
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're older, maybe just drinking age.
Okay,
would be
I
good.
Do have a legitimate question to this. So, this. Age of consent is 16, but if we are adults, like, wouldn't it still be statutory rape for me to have sex with a 16-year-old
well,
because
over,
of the age
over
difference?
18, and so I don't know why I even try to debate with these people.
Yeah.
But like, if I always tell them, like, no, if it's over 18, you're mm-hmm. still an adult, and it's like, and they're like, no, it's 16 or any age. I'm like, I feel like you're arguing too much for this.
Yeah.
Like, you're
yeah.
a little
yeah,
too
like,
excited.
Like, she just turned 16 and you're excited. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Now we can go out in public.
No. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I just have, when I
was, I mean, I, go ahead.
Oh, no, please.
All right. Like, I feel weird. Like, if I try to, like, get with, like, a 22-year-old,
mm-hmm.
you know, being 36.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I have a hard rule. I don't fuck with teens. Not 18, not 19, or the other kind of teens.
Cool.
Don't do those.
What other?
Yeah, what are these other teens?
The lower teens. You definitely don't fuck with those ones.
What about the preteens?
Certainly not the preteens.
Not the preteen. This does. Oh, well, it's a little different, but it goes back to my age old.
Anal?
My age old young. Adage, which I'll play for you guys right now. It's a great analogy, which I think still fits, but this is one of my favorite quotes. I want to put this on my tombstone, but
the coconut okay. is like the child porn of the fruit world. It's very polarizing. You either hate it or you love it. Nobody dabbles in it. Okay, you're either all in
yeah.
or you're all out.
And I feel
amazing.
Like it's the same thing with, like, you know, statutory rape. You're either super in or you're super out.
Yeah.
And I was like, come see, come saw, you know, catch as catch can.
Yeah. I really hope that does go on your tombstone. In fact, I will.
Please, yeah.
I can't wait to laugh while a church desecrates your grave. I cannot wait for that.
Please do. That'll be the funniest thing I ever do.
I mean, what's really unique about that? You would probably be the first person ever to write child porn on a hedge. Not a headstone? Is it called a headstone?
A headstone.
Headstone. What is a headstone?
Sonic
oh, if it was a
hedgehog.
Plant?
Yeah.
If you put a plant instead of a stone, it would be a headstone. Boom.
Boom.
Oh,
just
okay.
came up with that. Just
all right.
came up with that.
Let's put child porn
that's
on a
incredible.
Hedge and
better,
put it on my grave.
Mark that shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Not child porn.
That's been trademarked already.
All right. So, Scotty, you've been doing comedy for 2.5 years. Your favorite joke is about child molestation. And you have tiny nipples.
Yeah.
What else?
What else? What?
So what? What's your goal with comedy? What do you want to do? Do you want to do comedy like full time, or what's your?
Well, yeah, I mean that would be awesome. I mean, to just walk down the street and sneeze and people start laughing.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like having a baby mama. You know.
Yeah.
What? Wait, how does walking down the street and sneezing correlate with having a baby mama?
Because the baby's mamas laugh at everything, and it gets annoying.
Oh, okay.
Like subpoenas.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a baby mama, so I don't know the etiquette.
Well, I don't have one either.
Okay.
No, just saying.
So, you said you had a show coming up.
It's not really my show, but yeah, I'll be there.
Where? What show?
It's Bill Scott.
Dill Scott?
Bill as in billing.
Billing. Bill Scott. Where is the show?
Bill Scott. Bill Scott is... The show is, I don't know if it's called Bill Scott, but that's the headliner. It's in Lewiston, Idaho.
And are you on the show?
Yeah, I'm opening.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get this gig?
I think it was a fluke, but I'll take a fluke.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's you just described my love life.
Yeah, why not, Billy?
You'll do.
Yeah. Is it Bill or Gil? Doesn't matter.
Either one, whatever you just said.
Yeah, whatever, I guess. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I got 2 Facebooks, and it's getting quite annoying. So I want to erase one, but it's like one.
Well, you use one exclusively for the child molestation.
No. That's negative.
Why do you have 2 Facebooks?
Because somebody said that I should have one for a comedian, being a comedian, and that just blew up into some stupid stuff because I forgot which one I was using for that. Mm. So, but I got people to get a hold of me on one of them that aren't my friend on the other one, and I just tell them to friend request this one, and then they still get a hold of me on the other one. So, so I'm gonna keep both of them. So, anyways, my phone number is on one of them, and this 916 number calls my phone one day, and I answer it, and they're like, "Scotty," so I hung up on them.
As one is wont to do.
Click.
Well, I mean, because usually people that call me by that name, I guess I got to get used to it now. I used to go by Skogus, and everybody out here in Spokane knows me as Skogus, except for you guys, obviously.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't.
Because you guys aren't everybody.
No.
But, yeah, so I thought it was a collector or something, bill collector, so I hung up on them. And then they texted me, and they said, "No, we're... BRW Entertainment, something." And a mutual friend was Adam Lee. Mm. So I took that into consideration and called him back. And then they said, "Can you do a show? We got a show for Bill Scott, Sons of Anarchy, or something like that. Can you be out here the night before Thanksgiving? We'll give you a hotel room. $60, and how long can you do?" I said, "I could do 15. He's like, "All right, 15 it is.
Nice.
You're going to open."
Wow. That's awesome.
So I got a hotel room at Best Western on the river in Clarkston.
Humble brag.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, and they said I get free drinks that night too, so I'm going to get really hammered before the show.
Good.
Don't do that. That's a terrible
idea. I know it's a terrible idea.
Get hammered after.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
or
just
during.
Thinking during. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I never drink during a show.
I never do it either, except for I did. You know, when someone tells me free drinks and I'm nervous, then I might have a few drinks.
See, what I should say is, like, I will start drinking a cocktail like 10 minutes before I go on stage. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm like, I'm just like a little loose, and then I usually chill out, and then once I do my time, I game on.
Yeah,
game on. Yeah.
I can end a show wasted.
Mm-hmm. I would never want to be like drunk during a set, though. I have, and I do not like that.
Whoops. I have too. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Although the last drinking debate I hosted, I was pretty fucking shit-faced.
I loved it.
Were you there at the last Drinking Debate when I was? Maybe. I was literally drinking pitchers. I drank four pitchers on stage, like full pitchers, was just drinking out of them. And taking, yeah, it was bad. I got super hammered and I was really sick. I just was a shit show.
It's a good combination. Yeah.
I got really drunk the first time I hosted the comedy club, and that was, I mean, I don't remember it. However, I mean, I remember bits and pieces. I don't remember necessarily what I said. I mean, I know I dropped the N bomb on stage.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
But not with the heavy E or. You know, just
oh
with
well,
the,
that
with
case,
with
yeah,
like
go
the
ahead,
with
keep
like
going.
The silent A.
Drop
H.
It.
I was there. I remember because there were like five comics left, and you went outside.
Yeah, I went outside.
And smoked weed in your car, I think.
No, I didn't smoke weed in my car. I took a hit right outside the door.
Right outside the door.
And then they thought I was smoking inside the club.
Oh, okay.
So, Scotty, when's your gig in Lewiston?
I'm on the 22nd of this month. It's not this Wednesday, but it's next Wednesday.
Okay, so that's tonight. That's going to be tonight. As you guys hear this, that's tonight, Wednesday the 22nd. So if you're in that area or headed down to that area, go check out Scotty. He will be at, is that it? We're in Lewiston.
Is that the Third Wheel? That's the name of it.
All right, the Third Wheel in Lewiston, Idaho. And also, guys, if you are not going to be, if you're going to be in the area of within earshot of where this show is recorded, I'll be hosting the Thanksgiving Eve show, November 22nd, at the Spokane Comedy Club. And 24th and 25th, that weekend, I will be at Joker's Comedy Club. And on November 28th, we will be kicking off the Cooking Hot Comedy Series at the Roxy with Chef Amanda Hillman. So come check those shows out.
Now, what exactly is that base of that show, the cooking show?
So we're going to have...
Is it comedy?
It is Cooking Hot Comedy. We're going to be doing an hour-long comedy show, and then we're going to be doing a live cooking show. Amanda is a kind of local celebrity chef. She's going to be cooking, and I'm going to be sidekicking her cooking and telling jokes while she cooks. Yeah. So it should be fun.
I mean,
The company that owns the venue wants to film it and try and produce it and kind of try and sell it. It's in Hilliard.
Okay.
On Market, but it's a really, really cool venue. We're doing a couple, some shows will have passed by the time you hear this, but we're doing a comedy with friends with Philip Kopczynski there. I'll be featuring on that.
So is there like a full kitchen and like an area for
it's
an audience?
It's a huge place. It's a huge, the venue can hold about 1,000 people.
Wow.
It's got a bar. It's got, they have food.
Where at on Market?
Oh, it's on Market and Diamond. It's 3023 okay. East
right there in the,
Market.
Right there in the heart of Hilliard where they have the auctions and stuff.
I don't know where they have the auctions.
Oh, well, pay attention.
Yeah.
Let me know when that is, Deuce. I'd like to come.
November 28th is the first one. We've got six. It's going to be every Tuesday and through mid-January, and then we're going to see what we want to do if we want to keep going after that. But there's at least six of them happening. But I will be back to the Comedy Club November 22nd. My administrative leave is going to be over tonight.
Oh, boy.
So I'll be back. Back at the club after a good month off. It's been a good month off. I think I needed it. I realized
people know what you did, right?
People know what I did. Those who matter know what I did. Okay. I was
obviously I don't matter because I
you
don't know,
know
what you did.
Well, you're not everyone, Scotty.
Oh!
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
It was just a thing that happened.
To sell like these thin mints
right
outside the door,
and they sell junior mints inside.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's a big
so
controversy.
It's like a conflict of interest.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So there it is. So.
Cool.
All right. There you go. Also Scotty will be on the Social Hour Comedy Showcase at the Riddler on December 17th at 8 p.m.
That
so
is
come
correct.
Check that out also.
You don't want to miss that shit.
Yeah, that'll be a good show. I think Casey Strain's going to be on that show.
Casey
Mark
Strain,
Morris and
Mark
Carl
Morris.
Shaw is going to be headlining that
show. Oh my
show.
Gosh, I love Mark Morris. He's like my biggest, I think I'm his biggest fan.
Wait, you think you're his biggest fan?
I know I
What's
am.
What's happening right
okay.
now?
I know I am his biggest
fan. You're Mark's biggest fan.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, oh my gosh, Mark Morris.
Tell us how you feel about Mark Morris.
I mean, he's just a classic gentleman. And that's
I can't tell if you're being genuine right now or not. Like, I don't know.
So do you like him as a comedian or as a, like a man? Not like on the dick side, but just
not on the wild dick side, on the tame dick side.
Yeah. The gentle dick side.
You know, just between me and you three.
And no
and the
listeners.
Audience.
I don't really like Mark Morris.
Wow.
What? This is a
Wait,
different thing
a
from what
turn.
You just said.
Wait.
I know I was being sarcastic before.
Oh, God, you've
really
got a hell of a poker face. I really didn't get that.
Well, that's, hold on. That's why I play poker.
Hold on. Tell us that one more time.
I don't really like Mark Morris. Yeah, pretty
Wait,
much.
Wait, what? Why not?
Because he pretty much said that, you know, he
does listen to this show, by the way.
I don't really care.
Okay.
Then shots fired. Then hold on. Let me scoot the microphone up closer.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
All right. We just got a scoop on the.
You know, because I asked him, and you know, what's up? What's up? How come I can't get on your show? And he's like, because I need to book people that I know are gonna produce. I was like, all right. Well, then suck my dick and. He did, so...
He sucked your dick?
A love story.
Like, to completion?
No, he didn't suck my dick, but I whipped it out, though.
Okay.
Okay.
A sort of love story.
A love assault.
A no. love assault.
Oh, is that God, sexual man. Harassment?
You'd be a good you'd be a good Hollywood producer.
Oh,
No, I didn't pull my dick out, but, I mean, like, I did ask him seriously. Like, I was like, yo, I mean, what's up? How come, you know, you've done all these shows that... Both your venues, you know, the one in Rockford, whatever. That's how much I pay attention to Mark Morris. And then his coffee shop one, you know, and
Buzz,
he said,
right?
Yeah, and he said that I wasn't up to his level or something like that.
Ouch.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't like the guy. Just on that period, okay. And that's period.
Well, you can find Scotty at the Social Hour Comedy Showcase at the Riddler on December 17th. Like for like the third time, right? You've done like three times now.
Yeah,
you do a couple shows. So.
I like it better when you're hosting, though. You know, because then I know how the flow of it is going to go.
Okay, that's fair. I'm a really good host. That's true. I'm great. Thank you. I appreciate your compliment. So we're gonna have you. Don't worry, we got you. We'll get you
all
some
right,
shows.
Well, I
so.
Got you then.
All right, man. Well, that's there. You heard it here.
Got you.
Scotty G hates Mark Morris.
I don't hate Mark Morris. I just
you just said he could suck your dick. I think
I did.
Like well, that's true though. Most people who I want to suck my dick, I don't hate them.
Yeah, you just want them to suck your dick.
That's true. Mark's not on that list though.
Yeah. I'm not saying that my dick will get hard for him to suck it. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna have to
no,
suck
we're
a
in
soft
a whole
dick.
Plethora of issues right now.
Sucking soft dick, bitch. You're gonna suck this soft dick right now.
Oh.
No.
That wasn't directed at you, Mark Morris.
It was directed towards the ether.
Right.
I would not put that quote on your Tinder bio.
Soft dick. Okay.
Second soft dick.
I see.
It's going to be that's going to be the name. It's going to be my shirts I'm going to start selling.
What's it going to be?
Sucking soft dick. Sucking soft dick.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I wish I had bought some beer.
Why?
I wish that could
need
happen.
A drink.
Nothing.
You need a drink after that? After you hear him suck
Before,
a soft
Before, preferably.
Before, during, and after. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
It does
okay.
fit well. It does. Stupid well.
Well, I'm sure you'll be glad because Mark is going to be on the show with you on the 17th.
Cool.
That won't be. Cool. So come see Mark and Scotty suck each other's soft dicks at the Flower Comedy Showcase on December 17th.
Can the showcase be called like On the Dick Side?
On the Dick Side. Oh my God.
All right. Well, so just came up with a couple of great ideas today.
Okay, cool. Well, that'll be fun.
I definitely need to give me one of these.
You guys need to, okay, I need you to behave like gentlemen, though, during the show. It's a classy establishment.
I'm not the confrontational kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Except for pulling out your dick at him.
No, I didn't do that.
Metaphorically. His soft dick.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's only aggressive if it's a hard dick.
Right, exactly. That is a little more aggressive, to be fair. Okay, we're gonna push along. We're gonna pretend like this is going well. Mara,
it's not.
Hi.
How are you?
I think I'm good.
Fantastic. Mara is, she'll have already done Comedy Confessions by the time you hear this, but she did great. She was super funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And
hilarious.
Mara is, tell us about, you've got a show coming up at the Bartlett.
Yes.
On December 1st.
Yes.
With the Freedom Society Association.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So it's myself and then two fantastic improvisers named Pat Thomas and Mark Robbins. We've been performing together for about a year and a half. Mark Robbins, you'll recognize from the casino ads. He's the dweeby looking dad with the glasses.
With a hot wife. Uh-huh. Have I ever told you how every time I see him, I try and get him to introduce me to his
Who's
hotel
your hot
wife.
Fake wife.
Yeah. Can I bang your fake wife?
So that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
And we are going to be performing our final Freedom Association show at the Bartlett. We have two wonderful ladies. I wish I had their names in front of me, but I believe they're two teachers, and they'll go up and tell stories for about 5 minutes. We'll take notes, and then those notes will inspire about 15, 20 minutes of scene work, and then we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to have local, like, Spokane celebrities on. Spokane celebrities.
But right.
I'm excited. It's one of my favorite shows to perform.
So, from their stories that they tell about, then you bring them to life? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, yeah. You kind of draw inspiration. So, if someone were to, like, tell a story about, like, oh, man, I whipped my soft dick out, you might talk about, oh, I have a soft dash hound dog and make it PG.
Wait, okay. What kind of dog?
Dash hound. I don't know. Soft dick dog, that one.
A wiener dog. Why didn't you go with a wiener dog?
Because I just said soft dick, so I'm trying to soften it.
My soft wiener dog.
But so we draw inspiration from stories that we hear, and then that inspires our scene work. It sounds fucking dumb, but
no, it's awesome. I've been to some of your shows before. They're always amazing.
They're really, really fun, and the Bartlett's an amazing venue to perform in. It'll be a Friday night, I believe.
Yeah.
It's your last show before you leave.
Yes.
And yeah, I was at the last one you guys did there. It was a great show. So, and December 1st is a Friday. So get your tickets, guys. It's going to be a good show. Anything else going on until you leave?
When are you leaving?
End of December.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Where are we going?
I don't know. We know we can.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Scotty, no. Don't make me do this on air, please.
But Madonna.
We're planning to, I I've assimilated already. I'm planning on moving to Chicago to perform.
You'd be an easy hostage.
I'm shy. Oh, yeah. 30 seconds and it's like, yep.
Yeah, Stockholm syndrome is set in.
Let me shoot the other women in the bank. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Chicago for what?
I'm going to try improv. I've always said, like, I'm going to give it 5 solid years of trying to do improv and sketch writing, mm-hmm. which I've been working on. I'm going to try to do that for 5 solid years, and if that doesn't work out, I'm planning on being the best dental hygienist assistant that Apollo College has ever produced.
So that's why you're going to Chicago?
To be a dental hygienist assistant, yes.
The improv thing didn't work out.
No, I mean that's what made you pick that place?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, Chicago is like the mecca of improv.
Truly,
it's
yeah.
also the murder capital.
I think 80% of the people there are dead.
I'm a serial killer, too, little known fact, and I just haven't been able to get away with any murders here, so...
Oh, you're gonna
Chicago,
do so well.
I'll do some great like scene work, do some fun games, and then also kill people, and it'll be great. It's
I'm just
great
imagining like the whole city's on fire and it's the purge, but there's also improv.
Let's play Party Quirks, all right? Yes, that's the plan.
So all your new, I don't even know where I'm going at.
Me neither.
Okay, then let's just leave it alone.
All right.
And when do you leave?
End of December.
End of December. Mm-hmm. You excited?
I am, yeah. I have loved performing in Spokane. I've loved doing improv here and
trying out drink and debate shows. I've loved doing that here. I think Spokane is a really cool, supportive town for the most part.
Yeah.
So asterix.
Asterix, yeah. But I think, honestly, like, we and my improv team, the Ditch Kids, were able to go to New York. Like, that was completely funded by having fundraiser shows and raising money. Like, that, it's a Spokane's small, and it has a small comedy scene, but we're extremely supportive of one another, you know.
Asterix. We may be small, but we're also mediocre.
We are also mediocre, goddammit. Yeah. So, no, I've loved being here. I love doing improv here. Blue Door Theater is one of the greatest theaters I've ever performed in. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this today about how, like, Blue Door was kind of my start into improv in Spokane.
Yeah.
And it's accepting, and it helps push people out. Not in a negative way, help people, like, grow in their comedic abilities, and then afterwards, like, leave and go elsewhere and act that out.
Yeah, it's a good launching pad.
Totally.
Like, a good place to start and get your base, and then
absolutely
move
like
on.
Gateway.
It's like the gateway drug.
Yeah,
totally.
It is like the pot of improv.
Now you're escalating to, like, crack.
I can't wait. Yeah. In Chicago.
Chicago's
crack
is actually good.
Yeah. Chicago's got good crack.
Cannot wait to murder people.
They know how to rock it up.
Can't wait
Chicago.
To murder people
Cannot
and
wait.
Smoke their crack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
All right.
But do some sketches with them first.
Though. Yeah.
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 So,
absolutely.
All right. So you're going to do 5 years in Chicago of hard
improv.
And then
give up.
Then give up.
Immediately. 5 years on the dot, I'll say, well.
I'm done.
Darn. The world didn't need another funny lady. Darn. And then I'll go home. All
and
right.
then
I'll.
And then you'll be like, oh, your teeth are yellow. You need me.
Yeah, I think that being a dental hygienist assistant, I can be the fun one.
Right.
I can go up to the kid who's traumatized by the 50-year-old lady, and I can be like, you get something out of the treasure chest. Also, stay in college. Like, please do not follow your dreams.
Yeah.
No,
your
don't
dreams,
be creative.
Your dreams are fucking liars.
I'll be like Jiminy Cricket, but so much worse.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad obviously you're going to be missed, but you know, it'll be good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Follow your dreams.
Follow them.
To an extent.
To an extent.
For 5 years.
And then give up.
Right, and then give up. So, all right. Let's see. Jay?
Hi.
I think we're going to try this game we talked about earlier.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Give me your phone.
So, Scotty G.
Yo.
Scotty G is a hip-hop fan, I would be willing to say. Is that fair, Scotty?
Scotty G, I like my hip-hop. I like my R&B.
All right. Mara, we'll let you play this game, too, even though you're a dame.
What's hip-hop? I like jazz.
Jay, here's the rules of the game. Jay is going to pull up a hip-hop song. None of us will know what it is. She's going to play it. And then if you know what it is, chime in with your name. Just say your name. Don't say the name of the song. Say your name. So Mara, say Mara, Scotty, or Deese. Use your own name. Probably best.
What if me and Mara say it at the same time? Are we supposed to say Madonna?
Jay'll decide. Jay will decide who called it out first. She'll call on you, and then you get a chance to name the song. So it's who can name the song fastest. Okay. You have to name. Should we go song and artist?
Sure, yeah.
Song and artist.
Right. Okay, for a full point, you need song and artist. You
half
can get
point.
Half points for either name or
song.
Artist.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there's the search, Jay. Just type it in.
Are we on Spotify?
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's no commercials, and you should be plugged in.
Awesome.
And I'll turn you up.
Plugged
here.
In.
Plugged Do you have in, any nudes on this
phone? just of me.
Just of him.
Lots of
angles.
Lots of asshole shots.
Love yourself.
Yeah, lots of pee.
Oh, yeah, speaking of assholes.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on. Let's
okay.
Did you? I shared this with Deese last night, but did you two ladies know that one of the hot commodities to get your girlfriend on Valentine's Day is a chocolate replica of her butthole?
What?
It's a real thing.
Yeah. I'll play against the video in a little bit. Scotty sent it to me.
That's
okay.
True,
so just hit play. And again, if you know it, chime in.
Chime.
All right. Is everyone ready?
No. Kind of, after the chocolate butthole.
what is that?
A little thrown off.
All right. And
that's
here we go.
My strategy.
For our first. Deuce, do you have like a thing that you can tally?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll get this ready. Go.
Tell me when, baby.
When?
Go ahead.
Nigga, one, yeah. Where we at?
Deuce.
Okay, well,
God damn it.
Deuce got it.
What'd you say?
Wait, is it Cream by Wu-Tang?
Ooh, you got it, boy.
Yeah, I don't like Wu-Tang.
It's like Willy Wonka winning trivia about, like, what's an Oompa Loompa? My slaves.
I didn't even get to the song yet. He just had an intro. He just said it one word.
Okay. Yeah, no, that, you definitely crushed that one. They haven't even said
practice round.
Are you just going through his playlist?
Yes.
Deuce's playlist to take naked pictures to.
For Will Cream.
Ah, this is Wu-Tang. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Yep.
Well, the name of that song was Cream. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, Deuce.
Oh, yeah, damn it. I forgot what I was supposed to say.
Dr. Dre, still D-R-E.
What did you say?
I was just like, yeah.
He said da.
Da.
Yeah, that was my charm.
Arguably, that's Scotty's third Facebook name. Da.
yeah.
Okay, awesome. So basically you're just going to murder everyone.
Come on, Scotty.
Will you just play some Enya? Will you just throw me a ball?
Just play.
Okay. Let's see.
Play
here.
Something that's come out like... I know this song, but I don't know who it is.
Sounds
and like I don't even know what it's called.
Oh, like a fuck. Child is singing.
I don't know if this is hip hop. I've made it.
Who, MGK?
Oh, you gotta say your name.
Oh, Scotty. Is it MGK?
No, it's Let You Down by NF.
Oh, NF.
That was
I
my
like,
second guess.
I like NF.
I don't know.
After
that song.
Enya, yeah. It
See,
was.
I was.
Is this the song? Is this the song you're picking?
I just accidentally hit a button.
Yo.
I'm so bad at this.
Yo.
Oh, this is Scotty's freestyle. Mara, this is Scotty G.
Okay, hold on. We're not done.
Percocet.
Yo, yo.
Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. We're not done.
I flexed this.
I didn't hear you repeat it.
Okay.
Wait, did
call me Lexus.
Did Scotty get half a point on that last one?
No. Yo. Plexus. And I lowered that shit.
What are we listening to?
We're listening to Caterpillar whipping shit.
Is this the song?
Oh, Mara. This is Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
What's the name of the song?
Numb / Jay-Z talking a bunch.
All right.
I'm going to lose.
Okay, Mara gets a point. Did Scotty get half a point for knowing NF?
Sure.
Or did you say?
Yes,
okay.
We'll give half a point.
There's no
Mara
rules
has
here.
Deuce has, I think, 2 points.
I'm still losing.
I'm just typing shit.
Tell me when. Tell me when. Say go before it's coming on. So we know.
Okay. Go.
Deuce.
Oh, damn it.
Nas, If I Rule the World.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Mara Wilson Phillips. You're welcome.
Okay, and go.
Deuce. Juicy by Biggie Smalls.
I'm sorry.
No,
what?
Wait. I know.
It's
Biggie Smalls. Is
Scotty.
Fuck.
It's Biggie Smalls.
Hypnotize. Yep. Biggie Smalls.
Damn it.
Mara Wilson.
I'm gonna give Deuce a half a point because he fucked it up. I know you knew it, but.
All right.
If I was Mara.
This is Enya. Well, who can say?
What's the name of the song?
Only Time,
yeah,
motherfucker.
All right, Mara's gonna get. Mara's gonna
give
get,
me two
Mara
points
gets
for that.
Negative 1 point because she knew the name of that Enya song.
He bubbled it.
Sorry.
Like
all right.
What?
I don't like this game.
You don't like that? Okay.
All right. See, here you
okay.
Make good. We get a point, Scotty.
Okay.
I know.
Go. Come on.
Deez.
Jesus, Deez.
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
It's not even fair.
How do you guys not know these songs?
I mean, I know him, but I mean, who listens to the radio?
I don't listen to the radio.
Okay, maybe Scotty will do better with this one.
Who listens to Not Enya?
Okay, and go.
Oh, Mara. Kendrick Lamar. I'm an
Scotty.
Humble.
Oh, damn it.
Mara gets the point.
Wow, Mara. Look at
I
that.
I did.
You did.
Scotty,
I know
Mara, Mara's beating you.
Enya and right. Kendrick Lamar.
You're right. I don't listen to any of these music.
What people. Do you listen
I mean,
to?
I listen to NF. NF's cool. But I just barely started listening to NF.
Okay.
I like Bay Area music. You know what I'm saying?
And go.
Mara. Despacito.
Okay, at this point, I'm starting to get con
Justin Bieber.
I started
conmigos, yeah.
You were wiping the floor too hard.
All right. Let's.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's all right.
Hip hop.
I don't even want to play no more.
Scotty.
Don't be a sore loser.
No, be a poor loser.
I'm not a poor loser.
Are you a sore loser?
No, I just don't. You know, what's the point of playing when you know you're going to lose?
Scotty, I'm trying to think of like what.
That's the game of life.
What would Scotty G listen to?
Scotty G would listen to some.
Do you listen to like trap music?
Hell no.
All right, place it. Let's do. We're gonna do.
I feel like. Go.
These. It's Too Short. And Biggie Smalls.
Oh.
The name of the song is.
Oh.
You didn't know that we'd be pissing on hoes, bitch. Luke and Biggie straight shitting on hoes, bitch. Oh, fuck. I don't know the name of the song.
I didn't even know.
Bitches.
I didn't even know the Biggie fucking made a song with Too Short.
Big Booty Hoes.
I'm pissed off that I didn't know
right,
that.
I'm going to take half a point.
I like how Too Short.
I'm going to have
to Too Short's download that song. One of my favorite songs by Too Short is called Cocktails.
Yeah.
That's one of my fave songs.
I like that. I like that album. I like that album, except for I like the first song on it.
What's
it's
the
like,
first song?
Motherfuck shit, goddamn it, shithead bitch, or like something. Yeah. He's like,
that's my favorite.
Okay, if anybody can get this song, I will
we get
buy
10
you.
Points.
I will buy you yeah, 10 points. There we go, and I'll buy you a shot.
We got shots.
Okay.
Go. Hold on, it's going. Maybe. Give it a sec.
How many seconds? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait. Oh, there we go. I have to click on it.
6.
Five.
Okay, the show's plane's in the air. The landing gear's up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the
this
Booty
is Tim
Callers.
Booty Wilson.
They call it Booty Man.
Booty Man.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty.
Deez.
I need the booty. I like the booty.
This
I
is
the booty.
Snoop Dogg.
I saw the booty. I want the booty. Lord, what a booty.
And I Respect Women is the name of this song.
Loving the booty round. Booty down for the booty. I want the booty.
I like how I'm like, I'll buy you a shot. And then the first second of it tells you the artist and the name of the song.
Jay's buying herself a shot again.
Oh, boy.
Have you
I'm gonna just go ahead and declare myself the winner.
Have you heard that new show that the Snoop Dogg is actually on?
No.
He commentates animal videos.
Oh wait,
oh, with
I
Jimmy
have
Kimmel.
Heard of that.
That shit is fucking yeah. hilarious.
Jimmy Kimmel?
That shit is so hilarious.
I have heard about that.
Like there's this one video of all these mongoose.
Yeah,
mongoose.
And
mongoose.
They chase
mine geese. Running after, like, attacking an alligator, yeah. And Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, man, he makes a classic one with, there's, like, a lizard laying in the sand, and he's like, oh, shit, what you doing? What you doing, little guy?
I think that all started kind of with Honey Badger, because that was so popular, and then Snoop started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and then a bunch of snakes try to attack him, and then he runs.
And the lizard gets away.
He does get away.
Nice.
Because he gets to jump, and he's like, oh, shit. That's why you snakes can't get them, because you can't jump.
I hope that's the future of education, and they just play those in the school.
Instead of Betsy DeVos, it's just Snoop Dogg.
All right.
So, yeah, you swept the floor, Deez, until I unfairly started to put it in Mara's advantage.
Mara, you came close.
Sorry you didn't get that Enya song. Deez.
Okay. Jerry, ready to do some news?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's
some nudes.
Yeah,
so
let's get into
actually that them. Is what the first story is about. All right,
one
so
second, right. Guys.
Who's?
Whoops. Hold on. Screwing this up here.
God damn it, Deez.
God damn it. God
are you just gonna edit this whole thing and get rid of this whole show?
Consensual news with Jay.
She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world
it's
today.
Not my voice. No, I wish I was.
Propaganda time, so let's fist pump.
Let's fist pump.
Celebrity in sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people gone. And this is the end to her new song.
Yes.
I talk about getting rid of old people one time.
Everything about that song is 100% accurate.
One time and now forever on every episode, everybody thinks I'm an ageist who hates old people.
We all know how you feel. It's okay. All right, Jay.
You're going to be old one day.
The news.
No, I won't. I'll never be old. I'm a vampire. Okay, so actually speaking about nudes, so Facebook is in a little bit of hot water right now because I guess in Australia they're having a huge issue with revenge porn on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Right? I know.
How come I can't see that?
Well, you Facebook Australia.
I guess so. So anyways, I feel like everybody knows what revenge porn is, but if you don't, basically it's if you sent photos to a loved one or maybe a not so loved one, but you send them to sent them photos in confidence and then they share them on the internet in a spiteful way, that is revenge porn.
Sure.
So anyways, right now to combat revenge porn, Facebook is asking you to send them your nudes and then it will scan your nudes. And if people upload nudes of you, they'll be like, we've seen that pussy before, no. And it will block it. But
wow, that is the best idea ever.
I know you're reading the news, but can I comment on this? Please, I feel like this is just please. Like another way to know that Mark Zuckerberg has literally never seen a naked lady. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, we'll just have them upload their titties, right? Yeah. What's that look like?
Nothing could go wrong there.
This is fine.
Well, I feel like that email is also coming, like, and also, I'm a Nigerian prince and would love for you to send me, like, who...
It's to keep you safe.
Right. That's so why just in Australia they're asking or everywhere they're asking?
So it's just in Australia that this, I guess, became an issue.
Can I send him pictures of my dick? Like, listen, Mark, I'm really concerned.
You just
I don't want my dick
part.
To get out there.
Yeah, so obviously people are pretty upset because if you're the victim of revenge porn, the last thing you want to do is put more naked photos of yourself on the internet.
Yeah.
People are not wanting to share their nudes, but so Facebook is kind of trying to backtrack and be like, oh, sorry.
Maybe sorry that wasn't that the best idea we've had.
You're already victimized. I guess we won't ask to see your tits. So. Yeah. So yeah, maybe bad move.
I like that is only happening in Australia. I don't know why. Just like, we don't know any of the laws down there. We don't know what's good or what's not good.
So wacky over there.
Aren't half your population kangaroos? Like, we don't know.
Well, and especially, don't you think right now, like with all of the sexual assault allegations that are going on, they would try to be a little more sensitive about it as opposed to us like, send us your nudes. It's the wrong time.
Send nudes, LOL.
Yeah, if you want a job, if you want a job at Facebook, just send your nudes. So I don't understand why just Australia. That seems odd to me. But that sounds like a Russia thing or something weird.
Ooh.
Send nudes.
Yes.
I don't understand why everybody's so offended by their nude pictures getting on the internet. Like, if you're going to send nudes, just...
Yeah, I beat off to Scotty. I mean, found Scotty's earlier on the internet. It was no big deal.
I mean,
was it soft dick or hard dick? Because the hard dick's
it was on
aggressive.
The soft dick side.
I was just swinging it like a helicopter.
Wow. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if you send, like, let's say, Mara, we're in a loving relationship, and I'm like, yes, hey, I love you. Here's a picture of myself out of love. But then you're like, but then, you know, this thing was good. But now you're like, bitch, I'm going to share it on the internet. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. Why would you do that, Mara? That was rude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mara.
So sorry.
Did something happen between you two that we're not aware
Let's
of?
Let's not talk
Mara,
about it.
Put my nudes. She sent them to Facebook.
I am the revenge pornist.
Porny. Or pornist. Yeah.
I am the pornist.
She's the pornist.
And you know
like
that.
The bad comic.
Isn't it weird? Like, well, I guess, you know, your friends and stuff would see it. But can't you? You can be take legal action against those people, though, right?
You can, but they're really murky waters.
How is that murky?
Free speech, right?
Free speech?
I mean, no, for real, though. It's like, oh, well, you can post whatever you want.
It's just a
like,
newer issue, so there aren't really laws against it as much yet. They're trying to create those, but it's hard to punish somebody for something that isn't necessarily a crime,
well,
or it's not in the statute.
It's got to be a crime to post.
It's like unwilling
pictures.
Pornography, basically.
Of to post pictures of someone else naked.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's got to be a crime.
I think what they're arguing
Without consent.
Yeah.
What they're arguing is that, like, okay, you consensually sent them this photo, so now it's their property, and then them posting it online. I don't know. There's, like, a lot of victim
blaming. What if they give you a photo credit? Does it count then? Then it's like, well, technically... Because, I mean, when you take a picture, the picture is always legal property of whoever took the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Australia, Deese just solved your revenge porn problem.
Maybe Australia's just like the wild
You're welcome. Call me next time you have an issue, Australia.
Right.
Give credit.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Australia's like the wild west of the internet and just is like no rules and it's just... Yeah,
it's like the deep web.
They have like two computers.
They're all shared. Web.
Like, get out of my way, Margaret. I'm gonna put a naked picture of you online. I don't know why they sound like they're from Connecticut.
Margaret.
It's Golden Girls. It's always Golden Girls.
And Margaret. Like the first Australian name you thought of was Margaret.
I don't. Yeah, what's an Australian name?
Sheila. I think that's
why is Sheila.
Hi,
Sheila.
Sheila.
Showing out a shrimp on the Barbie.
Is that Australian?
That sounded weird.
All right.
Okay. That's I thought that was
Sheila
perfect.
Throwing a shrimp on the bar. That's just because that you just made the person throw
the
a shrimp on the Barbie doesn't make it Australian.
That's what Australians say. Yeah.
Put a shrimp on that Barbie, please.
You could be like D'Angelo.
Why does Ken look like such a shrimp next to Barbie? Huh?
Why does what?
Yeah, whatever.
We're talking about revenge porn right now.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Okay, also, anyways. Louis C.K., I feel like we should probably address that.
What happened?
Well, so what is with all these men masturbating in front of women? Why is that a thing? Like, why is that like a habit?
I don't want to get that famous.
Well, I don't know if that's a famous thing. I think that's just like some people's weird fetish. They're like, hey, do you want to watch me masturbate?
No. Okay, well, you're going to watch me masturbate. You know what? I think the real victim in this is all the ficus plants across America that have been ejaculated into by Hollywood producers. No one's talking about these poor ficus plants.
That's what they live off of.
I don't think so. Thank you. I don't get, first of all, a couple things. I don't get the watch me masturbate thing. That screams like he's got to have a big hog, right? Like no one with a, like, you know, like guys with like big muscles, their shirts magically come off all the time or like they don't have sleeves. Like no one with like a little dick wants people to watch them beat off.
Louis C.K. isn't like a handsome fellow. So I can't imagine that even if he did have a massive penis, that would be like, I wouldn't like go online and be like, like, what should I watch today? Louis C.K. masturbating.
Yeah.
Like, that's the least erotic thing I can think of.
Sure.
Why would he think that somebody would want to see that?
I think no matter what, it's like if you want to jack off in front of someone, then you absolutely can because there's such a thing as Craigslist. There's such a thing as the internet, right?
Yeah.
But the unfortunate thing is Louis C.K., my biggest issue is like even if these women consented, even if they were like, yes, Louis, you fine specimen, please right now before a comedy show we all do together, please jack off in front of me. It's like he still had that position of power by being Louis C.K. You know, you don't want to offend him, so if someone asks you like weird shit, I mean, then you're gonna say, oh sure, or you're gonna find a way to reconcile it. It's the power dynamic that is such an issue.
Was he doing it to other female comedians?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, there's like five female comedians who have come forward and said, like, either before shows or after shows.
Dude.
And it's like, you know what? Like, it's unfortunately, it's not. If you want to do that with that comedian, go and get a hotel room and talk and do that together. Have that relationship.
Yeah.
You don't do that at a venue.
Yeah.
You don't do that during a show.
It's
you don't
not
do that.
Professional.
Yeah, it's like
it's not professional.
To jack off in front of someone is just not. You know, it's like the power dynamic is totally there. He is arguably like he sold out Madison Square Garden 8 times.
Yeah.
You know, like he's massively famous and very popular. And if I was in a room with Louis C.K. and he started saying weird shit, you know, I can't say that I wouldn't just go along with it, which sucks.
Well, because you'd probably be intimidated.
Oh, totally. How can you say no?
If you were his opener.
Like, yeah, and you can't say, and if you say no, immediately you make it weird. It's that power dynamic of like, oh my God, you're Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. And well, yeah.
The weird thing is, too, is the thing that I, and the same thing happened when, you know, Harvey Weinstein and all these other people came out with them, is this was like a well-known secret. Like, quote unquote secret, even with Louis C.K., like, this has been known about for years. And, like, people, peers, other comics, and people knew about it. And I hate that now people want to be, like, outraged or incensed. And it's like everyone in the community was aware of it.
And they
was
just, like,
very aware
it.
Of it. And just kind of like, you know what happens.
Yeah.
And same thing with Harvey Weinstein. Like, there is a old clip with Courtney Love from like 2001 or something like that, that she's in like kind of in passing in an interview about a movie or something. She's like, any advice for these upcoming, you know, actresses or blah, blah. She's like, you know, don't go to a hotel room alone with Harvey Weinstein. Like, but like, and like, but,
and then, yeah, and then it was like a joke.
But yeah, like people, people didn't real like she was, she,
being
I mean,
serious,
that was almost 20 years ago. And she was like, how long do you think this has been happening? How many people do you think it's happened to?
So. I think if you look at like the Bill Cosby stuff, how long were women saying that this was happening, and when did it finally get addressed? Was when Hannibal Buress told a fantastic joke about Bill Cosby. That is when people started paying attention.
Yeah,
you know. So unfortunately, it's like obviously these men didn't wake up and they were like, I'm gonna jack off in front of some nice ladies today. I think that it.
I don't think he calls them nice ladies.
Nice lady.
Yeah. lady, can I jack off in front of
this?
You?
But like this is something that they learned they were able to get away with.
Right.
And I think now, honestly, like we're entering a climate that either maybe it will still allow. We have no idea if Louis C.K. is going to bounce back. And that to me is like, that's laughable to me that it's even like, maybe he'll come back with a special about how he used to jack off in front of women. And none of us on us, like none of us can name any of the women who are talking about Louis C.K. right now, you know, like they're never, this is what maybe they're known for other than Tig Notaro. But like, it's
oh, he did in front of Tig.
Yeah. Well, Tig has talked about how she had seen it.
Yeah.
And like, that's something like. This is not a new behavior. This is just something we all learned we had to listen to.
Yeah.
And that was the same with Bill Cosby. And Harvey Weinstein has had 80 women come against him. Like, and it was common knowledge in Hollywood. And it's, you know, I think we'll just, honestly, I believe that we'll continue to hear more allegations and more stories.
There's like a new one every day.
I know.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And it's not that they happen every day. It's that they happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just now,
I mean,
we're able to hear about it.
Right.
What I'm worried about is like
getting famous. What's gonna happen in Lewiston?
No, not at all. No, I'm being serious. Like like if people were start coming out about all this other stuff, like what else is really going on out there? You know what I'm saying?
Oh like, yeah, there's some weird like Eyes Wide Shut underground sex parties happening. And
or like you know, like you ever seen that movie 13?
Yeah, with Nikki Reed.
With 50 Cent in it.
No.
But they all get I don't know. It's about the, you know, higher powers, you know, or whatever, people with wealth behind them or whatever. They pay somebody to come in and they do like Russian roulette pretty much. And they bet
you're
on.
Talking about like Red Room shit.
And they bet on their guy. They're like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure like that like, bringing it back to good old Russia.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens pretty frequently there.
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. That's
no, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I think in a way, though, that all of these allegations coming out is a positive thing because it's like establishing you're not going to keep getting away with this shit.
Yeah,
there are fucking consequences.
And it sucks. Like, we're all bummed about Louis C.K. because everybody likes Louis C.K. But you know what? Like, at the same time, like,
he should have knew better.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, if you want to do this, like, you have opportunity. You're famous. You're rich.
You know, what I think it is?
Craigslist.
Is I
seriously.
Think it's,
go get a consenting adult and do this.
Here's what happens. This is my theory. And, like, you guys are you guys all familiar with the we will, for legal reasons, we'll call it the urban legend that Richard Gere had a gerbil stuck up his ass at one point. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this story?
Of course.
Okay.
Every child's raised with it.
Yeah, my grandmother used to tell she'd put me on her knee. And
Richard Gere. Yeah.
If you did like free association, gerbil. Richard Gere,
yeah.
Second thing you said.
Naturally, every child does.
The one thing that makes me believe that is a plausible story, and it's the same thing that kind of I'm gonna tangentially tie this back to Louis C.K.
Okay.
Is that at that time Richard Gere was dating Cindy Crawford at her like most Cindy Crawford, who was like arguably one of the hottest women in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So he is laying it to Cindy Crawford every night. Arguably the hottest woman in the world. So sexually at that point, you have no, like, we all have room to go laterally sexually, you know? Like, or to go, you know, to go up.
Yeah.
For him, nothing, there's no up. So at that point, you guys are getting into weird shit. Like, you got to fucking go sideways because you can't go up anymore. You just got to go sideways. And you start doing shit like fucking shoving gerbils up your asshole. Because, like, what else are you going to do? You can't go better than Cindy Crawford at that time. So you got to try and find some weird fucked up thing to try and, like.
So that's why, you know, that's how all the, you know, the famous guys that have been married to, you know, the Cindy Crawfords of her day, you know, but today, you know, that's why they all go sideways and
shove gerbils.
Do weird shit. Yeah, just do weird shit. Okay. And like, I think bringing back to Louis C.K., he probably, despite he's not a great looking guy, he probably has, you know, wields some power and has some rap and, you know, he's got some status of celebrity. So, you know, that is appealing to women. So he can probably get laid. Also, he has all the money in the world he wants to get laid. Mm-hmm. But that is not the appealing part. Is the part where like it's against their will, you know? Like it's like it's gross and weird and like fetishy. That's the part that
Here's what I will say slightly against that. Not that I'm defending Louis C.K., but with Harvey Weinstein, he would always just like without asking the women, just whip out his dick and start like masturbating in front of them. Like one woman was talking about how she was on a yacht party. Is sleeping in her room and he broke into her room and started masturbating in front of her. That is like some violent, aggressive, like he wants to see your shock. Louis C.K. in the reports, he did ask them before them. He was like, hey, would you like to see my penis or would you like to watch me masturbate? And then these women who he did hold a position of authority over would probably quite awkwardly say, sure. So at least I think the fact that he did ask
so
for
you heard it here.
First,
Jay says just ask before you masturbate
no,
in front
saying,
of.
No, I'm saying like I think he probably thought, oh, they've consented, so
sure.
It's okay,
totally.
As opposed to Harvey Weinstein, who is
yeah,
literally
it is
a
little different. Yeah, but I just
value.
Still think they, you know, the weirdest thing about it also though is like there's that small. It goes back to this polarizing thing. Like 96% of the population doesn't want anyone to see them masturbate at all.
I know.
Like doesn't want anyone to watch any. And then the other four is like, everyone look at my junk and don't break eye contact until I complete.
That's
I
mean, like the ultimate narcissism.
What I don't like, I don't think it's sexy when I jack off. You know what I'm saying? So like, why would somebody want to watch a dude jack off?
Yeah.
Too true.
yeah, I don't even care. If
I can't argue
with
Mara.
Like, I don't want to watch Brad Pitt masturbate. Like, if I was in a room with Brad Pitt and he was like, "Do you want to watch me masturbate?" I'd be like, "No, like, let's just have sex. You're Brad Pitt. That's what I want to
like,
do."
No,
there's
I'm
nothing
not.
Attractive about a man masturbating.
I think no matter what,
I don't think
what,
so either. I
like,
mean, I've only watched myself.
I
mean, I've seen it.
We all have.
Yeah.
I think
I don't want to be surprised.
Like,
that's always a bad time. Like, it's on my face now.
No matter what, I think that Louis C.K., according to reports, we're not hearing from assistants or waitresses or anything like that. We're hearing from women who are also in the industry who have to work as hard, if not harder, to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And the fact that Louis C.K., who has two daughters, who is supposedly a proponent of women, like, that's who he's targeting. For me, it's like, you know, like, we can say, like, yeah, he did get consent. And you're right, he did. But it's still, no matter what, it's like, you get consent in privacy. You have that you go do your freaky shit by yourself. Yeah. You know, this is a whole different. This is like, would like examining myself. Would I say no if Louis C.K. asked that? If I was able to perform with him?
Yeah.
Or would you?
Honestly, you know, it's impossible to say until you're in the moment.
Totally.
But I can see how, like, if you are an up-and-coming comedian and you have the potential to work with Louis C.K., and then he says something like this to you, you don't want to fuck up your potential career.
That
and
would be
like,
hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like as a woman in comedy, God forbid I say this sentence, but, like, as a female in comedy, like, you have to work on being taken seriously and booking things and doing shows because you're talented. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, that's why, like, stories like, not to take away from Bill Cosby, but, like, that's a legitimate, like, everything Louis C.K. did was legitimate too, but, like, Bill Cosby would drug and rape women.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Right.
Louis C.K. did something that was, in my opinion, like, as bad, because he fudged it.
Well, he abused
his
power in a different way.
Yeah, he didn't ever do a crime, but he still was able to humiliate these women.
Okay, right. Yeah. And well, yeah, and not only that, and I'm going to get probably a real feministy here, but, like, what does that do to the psyche of that woman and her, like, moving forward in her confidence of her abilities and what she can do? Like, does she feel like that's now the level of what?
It destroys her.
Yeah,
I think.
Like, of, like, what you have to do to perform, or what, like, what it's good, what the rest of her career is going to be like, instead of just building off of being funny and momentum and networking and moving forward. Now you have, like, this weird stigma thing. Like, it's got to be weird. I just, you know.
Well, also, Jesus, I mean, if you said he did it before the shows, imagine trying to do your set after somebody did that.
Totally. And I think no matter what, like, you look at it and you're like, Louis C.K., no matter what, doesn't care if I'm funny. You know, all he cares is if he can jack off in front of me and then go home to his two daughters like that.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah.
It's mostly just disappointing.
Right. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I think it's just what the sad thing is, that something that happens in almost every scene. Like, Mara, you're another female comedian. I know that we
right.
Both
how many guys have you had to watch jack off, Mara? Jay?
No.
You want to hear?
There've absolutely been creepy, inappropriate shit. And this is just in a tiny little pond that is Spokane.
Totally.
So I'm sure it happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So on a larger scale. So when I saw the news about Louis C.K., I was not surprised. Mm-hmm. Because number one, like you said earlier, Deese, like, we've heard about these stories. And number two, it's like, why wouldn't you? Because you've been able to get away with your amazing, wonderful career this whole time.
Yeah.
And just now you have to say sorry. So now you're sorry and... Those women are sorry too.
Right.
What's next on
all
the
right,
news?
All right, Jay. What, you got anything? Anything else in the news bag tonight?
Jesus. No, I think that was the main nudes and Louis C.K.
Nudes and Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well then, let's see here.
My butt hurts.
Okay.
What happened?
It's this chair.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I got picked with the crap chair.
All right, guys. We've come to the end of the show. This is the part of the show. We go around and we say nice things about each other because we give you a lot of, vitriol, things said in jest around this table every Monday evening when we record this show. But we like to end it by going around just saying nice things about each other. All right. I'll start. Scotty, I'm happy you got that show in Lewiston. That's awesome. I think you have a really unique style. You're funny. I like it when you come do the Riddler. I like talking to you about comedy too, because you're one of the few comics who is always looking, take the spirit I it's intended. But you're, like, looking for advice. You're always asking. You're, like, you're interested. You want to know about, like, hey, well, how do I do this? Or what do you think of this? You know, you're very open. A lot of comics have too much of an ego to ask questions or feel like anyone else could help them or help a joke or take an opinion on a joke. And I like that about you. And I think you're really funny. And, you know, I hope you and Mark have a beautiful life, so I can show their softness. But I'm glad you're doing the Riddler again coming up soon. And I when you were not, I always bug you when I don't see an open mic for a while. I always hit you up and ask where you are. So I always want to know where you're at and try and, you know, bump you and get you to back out and doing some comedy. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Mara, my dear, I'm going to miss you so much when you're gone. You're one of my favorite people, so I'm really going to be sad when you leave. There's going to be a large vacuum in the Spokane comedy scene, and come back and visit. We're gonna miss you. I think you're great. You're an awesome person. You're super funny. You're one of the sharpest, funniest people I know. You on the Drinking Debates is just... it won't be the same without you. So, Jay, just you and me now, dear, for a couple of weeks. So we got to hold it down.
We got it.
Looking forward to see what we come up with for the, like I said, I think I mentioned this the other week, but the coming of the new era of the Social Hour and what we put together, what we bring. And, I will look to you to help guide our youngster, whoever it may be, and train them well.
We will.
All right. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. Thank you. I'm happy we're going to be on this adventure together. We lost the dead weight. Just kidding.
No.
I love you, Traz. If you're
Traz
still alive.
Traz literally might be dead.
Yeah, he literally could be dead right now. So, all right.
He is.
All right. Scotty, you want to go?
All right. Mara, I don't really know you.
She's awesome.
That's a compliment.
I know. I have seen you perform a couple times, and I did enjoy it. I believe that you are one funny gal.
Five star review.
I hope you don't turn into a serial killer. Even if you are one right now, I hope you don't bring it to Chicago, because Chicago is dangerous. Okay.
Good tip. Thank you.
All right. Jay, I don't see you do comedy anymore.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I do want to get back into it. I just kind of lost the love of stand-up for a while. I did, and I'm so fucking sick of my old jokes. I have nothing new funny to say, and I've just been really diving into improv, so digging that. You know,
I was just stating facts.
Okay,
I wasn't looking for your feedback.
That's my Oscar moment. Sorry, man. I thought you wanted it. I thought you cared.
Some other time. Okay, and Deese.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Deese, I'm glad that you dressed down today, because I wasn't... I wasn't dressed up. You're my biggest competition in the dapper world.
Oh yeah,
and I just like to say that maybe you need to wear some more ties. Okay.
All right, I got a whole. You open that closet right there. I got a shit ton of ties.
Well, do you have 200?
Do I have 200?
With half of them having my matching pocket square.
I don't do the pocket squares, man.
Are you saying that you have 200 ties?
I am saying that.
Wow. Okay.
And half of them have a matching pocket square.
Okay.
Do I know where the matching pocket square is?
No.
Not necessarily.
My turn?
Mara.
Yeah. All right. Scotty, I think that you bring something incredibly new and refreshing to the comedy scene whenever I see you perform.
Thank you.
It's always a blast. And I hope to see out more. Deese, I've said this before, but you somehow became everybody's dad. you mediate well, and you're also funny as hell.
Thank you.
And you run a very professional podcast, all things considered. It's always a pleasure to be on. Jay, I got to know you through stand-up, and I have seen you do improv, and I think you are so massively talented. And I hope you keep doing either or, because both comedy forms are great.
Thanks, darling.
And that's it.
Okay. Deese. Yeah, I am super excited for the next part of our journey. I know that you're really curious about what feedback I'm going to have and the people we interview, and that you will care about my opinions. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right, Mara, are you done with yours? No, I'm just kidding, Jay.
I'm just kidding, Jay.
No, I honestly do. Obviously, it is important for you to... you know, have chemistry with whoever we pick, and I want it to be, I do want to definitely talk to you about it and figure out who's going to work with us and who you think have a good vibe and stuff. Okay. So,
try my hardest not to masturbate in front of the people we're interviewing. That could be a weird.
Good,
dynamic.
That's my job.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
That's how Jay got the
just
job.
Just wait 20 years until after you get caught and then apologize.
Then I will apologize. Scotty G, dapper as fuck. I can't believe you have 200 ties. I can't imagine how much money you spent in ties, but money well spent. That's good. You're a funny dude. I hope you do well in Idaho. I think that sounds like a really cool gig. And yeah, it's good to see you, man. It's been a little bit. And then Mara, I love you all. It was really nice to see you today. I'm going to be so bummed when you move to Chicago. I don't want you to go. And since I know you're so easy to Stockholm Syndrome, I'm probably going to keep you in my basement.
Please.
All right.
So,
please.
Yeah.
I've got an extra room we can keep her. Just break it. She'll be like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction. We just pull her out for the episodes.
Oh, God.
Like, she's like, and Mara's here for the show.
That's my comedy goal, actually.
To be a Gimp?
That's right, Scotty. Right before the hygienist assistant.
All right. It's good to have goals.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is that it?
Keep goals, but don't follow your dreams.
Okay.
What?
All right. Well, that that's going to bring us to the end of the show, guys. As I said before, you can catch Scotty G November.
Oh, what? Where are we at?
Wait, when are you going to be in Lewiston?
November 22nd.
November 22nd. That's tonight. November 22nd tonight in Lewiston, Idaho at the Third Wheel. You can also find him December 17th at the Social Hour Comedy Showcase at the Riddler Piano Bar at 718 West Riverside Avenue. We do that show every single Sunday. We're mixing it up a little, though. We are doing Comedy Confessions once a month. We're going to be doing a live Pants Pending Studios show there at the end of this month. Also, we're going to be doing some different stuff. So not always the Comedy Showcase, but some sort of comedy show there every Sunday. If you don't go see Scotty, come see me at the Spokane Comedy Club. That's 305 West Sprague Avenue. My return from, it's like MacArthur. I'm going to be returning to the Philippines with a Filipino bride also. I will be hosting the Thanksgiving Eve show at the Spokane Comedy Club. Then the 24th and 25th, I'll be in Richland, Washington at Joker's Comedy Club with Harry J. Riley. That's going to be a great show.
Nice.
And also November 28th at the Roxy. That's 3023 East Diamond Avenue in Spokane. The premiere of Cooking Hot Comedy with Amanda Hillman. And go to socialhourpod.com/calendar. Check out all the dates.
I feel like we should get the address out there because you keep saying addresses, and I didn't even say an address. The Third Wheel is on 1634 Main Street. That's in Lewiston, Idaho. 8:30. Come get your tickets.
All right. Cool. There you go, guys. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out. I don't know who's on the show next week, but we'll figure it out. For the Social Hour, I am Dees. And for Jay, Scotty, Mara, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank you. See you on the dick side.
Soft dick side.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Madonna, Dead Fish, Petco employees, my lackeys, Scotty's nipples, Benny Mardones, peasants, Margaret, Australia, and Auschwitz. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
If you want to jack off in front of someone, then you absolutely can.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!